of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is the Ask Els Show with Ron Lim, your co-host. And today we have, well, first of all.
Hi, this is Al.
Oh, hi, Al. First of all, to listen to us, you can just go onto your phone, go to KCNR1460.com, or call us with questions or chiming in at 530-605-4567. Our sponsor for tonight and the rest of the month is our friend Katie Garrett, who is here tonight. Trevor Garrett from Heavenly Donuts, best place in town for fattening donuts. I mean, calorie-free donuts, right?
Exactly.
There's a 24/7 drive-through, a 24/7 walk-up window,
and we drive through it all the time.
We drive through all the time. We were there this morning.
We were
talking to all your customers.
I was there twice. My girls.
Yeah, and so we have today. We have Katie with us.
Hello.
And Jennifer Morgan, who's a special guest now and then, and our number one guest, Charles Clark from last week.
Yep.
And then,
thank
of course,
you for coming
Elle.
Back.
Oh, Liam, thank you for having me.
We have Liam in the production booth. We have another friend joining us, listening in, Joy.
Yeah.
And me. So
party.
Yeah. Is that it? Did I cover everything?
We got a houseful tonight.
What are we talking about again tonight?
You know, when we were at the donut shop this morning, and I said I'm going to talk about how amazing men are. Men are amazing, and why. And I kind of want to explain that a little bit, and that is because men go through very specific developmental stages, and with each stage that they go through, it's phenomenal. From the moment that they're born, they come in their first stage, they show up with wanting to sharpen their own honor. Even at a young age, boys are showing up. They want to be young heroes. They want to make a difference. We touched on this a little bit last week. They want to be heroes. They want to make a difference. They want to contribute. They want to matter from the beginning. They're really wanting to carve out their identity and test themselves against their environment and determine who they are and figure out who they are in life. And that goes, follows them through all the way till the end. And of course, there's exceptions. I mean, but if there's exceptions, then there's things going on that have affected their life and how they're showing up in life. But I teach a couple classes to men, and most of my clients, I'm going to say 75% of my clients are men, and when I talk to them about these things, I pretty much get the nod, like, that it's right on. Even for guys that have not showed up well, I'll just say it that way, they haven't shown up well, they have issues, things that they need to recover from, there's still that core in there of them that wants to, that you can call to that part of them that wants to be the hero. So that shows up in every stage of life. And so I just wanted, that's kind of what I wanted to touch on tonight, is how that shows up in the different stages and how, what that looks like to us as women, because sometimes they're showing up as heroes. We don't recognize it. We think that it's something different than wanting to be there for us. I also want to add that if you want to text in, if you're too shy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Yeah. If you don't want to call in, you can text in, and I'll get it on my phone, which is 707-499-8999.
I think I also mentioned in our little video or our post that they can also message you or I on Messenger.
That's true, yeah.
Also, if you're too shy to talk.
And I have I just want to shout out to a friend of mine that's actually listening in from England. Kenny.
England.
Yeah, Kenny, all the way from England, listening in.
Are we that famous already?
Yes, listening in. You know that link. That link, you know, they can stream it. And he served his country and our country well with his time in the service. So I just want to thank him for that and acknowledge him and thank him for listening in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Call in if you want.
Yeah, I told him, call in, text in, whatever.
Does he have an accent?
He does have an accent.
Oh, we definitely like accents here.
Yeah, his accent's awesome. I think his accent's awesome. He's always saying that he hates it, but I just think it's very cool. So hopefully we'll hear from him. So, yeah, that's tonight's topic, and I'll just jump right into it. So I'm just going to use Alison Armstrong. I'm going to steal from Alison Armstrong her way of identifying the different stages of development for men, the amazing development of men. And so because of men being heroes, she uses the terms that relate to honor. So we're going to use terms like page, knight, prince, and king. So we'll talk about those different stages. And last week we touched on the page stage. That's from birth until puberty. And that's the stage, even at that young age, like I just said a minute ago, they are wanting to come into life making a difference. They're wanting to matter. They're wanting to show you how they can be helpful. So, you know, and a lot of times as moms, I'm guilty of this. I don't know how many other moms are guilty of this, but I wanted my son to behave.
Oh, wow.
And that term behave, I'm just going to explain that. Don't do anything I don't like. So, you know, I learned a lot of this stuff too late, but that behave, you know, they're not going to behave because they're testing themselves against their environment. We had bunk beds, and I might as well just unscrew the ladder. What's the point of it? When you climb up the side and jump down, it's, you know, they're going to jump. They're going to, you know, do things that are dangerous. My son, when he was 10 months old, by the time he was 10 months old, he was a big kid, almost 11 pounds at birth, and stayed big. And at 10 months old, he was running. And that young man climbed a scaffolding at 10 months old,
10 months.
Got to the top, and he had no idea how to get down. He had no idea how he got up. He just needed to do it. So it was tricky for me to kind of sneak over and sort of spot him till I knew if he got startled and came down. But I'm just saying, even at that young age, they're testing themselves against their environment. And, you know, it's some of the best things we can do. If you have boys that are in this age bracket, some of the best things you can do is let them influence you. Let them do something for you. Let them make a difference in your life. Let them have a job. Let them matter. And rather than expecting them to sit quiet and be like a girl, I used to say that I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of myself as a mom. When my kids were young, a girl, I knew what to do with girls. I mean, I used to say that when boys take up, we lived on 30 acres. My son and his friends would take up every inch of that acreage. So I used to say boys take up every amazing, every ounce, every corner of space. They run around, you know, but he learned how to do things. He learned how to, find flint, carve arrowheads, make bows and arrows. He used pitch. I didn't teach him how to do that. I didn't even give him a book for that. I was like, what is this? Who taught you that?
Wow.
Because he had land, he had space to run. I was like, "Well, I'm not going to have guns in the house," which I don't even know why, because we hunt and ate deer. But
we are kind of like black labs and golden retrievers when we're that age.
It's awesome.
It ain't a lot of place to run.
But I did not understand. Like, I was all about, why don't you care about how you smell? Your hair is dirty. Your hair is
dirty. Why?
Had those clothes on for 16 days. I don't get it.
Jeez, I still do that.
I would say some things, but I think my mom might be. I think my mom might be tuning in tonight, so I don't want to throw her under the bus.
Let's hear from your mom.
The wooden spoon worked really good on me and my brother.
Yeah. Well, we won't talk about the wooden spoon.
But I gotta tell you,
kids are familiar with that.
There was definite limits, but boy, she really let us be boys.
Well, your dad fostered that a lot as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He had a really amazing father that just really taught us how to do all kinds of stuff. And he's like, heard this a lot. Don't tell your mother.
Now, see, I don't know. I haven't heard any. My son has probably still not told his mother some of those stories. But, you know, we had a logging business, so I'm sure there's plenty of those stories. But I am ashamed to say that I wanted my son to sit still and be quiet. And that's just unrealistic. The best thing I could have done for him was create an environment for him where he was, well, he did have an environment where he could adventure. That was due to my ex. But my girls, so he took up every bit of physical space, and my girls took up every bit of, they could sit in one spot for hours and play Polly Pockets.
You know, though, I think the only place that me and my brother sat still and quiet is when we were in public.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was the rule.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, you, as long as you're quiet, you sit still in a restaurant, when we're at home, you could be you.
Yeah.
But when we're out someplace else, zip it. And that was it. And we that was a good deal. Worked out great. It's a break.
We have a bell.
Well, Christmas is coming too, but yeah. We actually need to take a break here.
Apparently I'm so bad at reading sign language that they now have to ring a bell.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Yep. Don't go away.
Okay.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlieu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlieu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlieu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlieu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlieu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlieu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlieu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlieu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlieu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlieu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Ron Lim, co-host to Ask Elle Radio Talk Show. Welcome back again. Here's a phone number you can call in. The phones have just been quiet. The number is 530-605-4567. Please call in if you want to talk. And if you want to listen to us, just go to KCNR1460.com and hit the live green button. Our sponsor is Katie and Trevor Garrett from Heavenly Donuts.
Yeah.
The best
donuts.
On the
we literally get up early in the morning and go through these donuts.
We were just there this morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the corner of Pine Street and Shasta.
Yeah.
And they have a 24-hour drive-thru.
Awesome.
Every day. And a 24/7 walk-up window all week, and then they're open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
In the lobby
the rest of the week. I say,
24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah, and
that's awesome.
Donut holes. It's all handmade right there,
it's
too.
It's all handmade.
So good.
Yummy. Yeah.
Yummy.
I need to
try those crocodiles.
Crocodiles. Those I like favorites. Those crocodiles.
I don't know what that is.
Oh. Well, they look like crocodile mouth, and they got maple on them, or chocolate, and filled with cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ron Lim special.
I'm gaining weight just listening.
Okay, so
if you want to text in 707-499-8999 if you don't want to call but you have something you want to ask.
Or you can message your Ask Elle, Ron Lim.
Yep.
Even Jennifer Morgan, who's here.
Anybody.
Okay. Yeah. Charles Clark, we're all on Facebook. So
So, yeah. I'm gonna recap really quick that last stage. I mean, I'm seeing everybody nod, and I appreciate your nodding that's in the studio. We got a lot of people in the studio tonight. It's so much fun. Why boys are amazing at this stage is because they are testing themselves against their environment. They show up with an innate desire to be a hero, to matter, to have an impact, to help, to provide, and to be needed. They want to save the day. So the best thing we can do for them as moms is let them contribute at any stage. And appreciation at any stage. When you're saying, thank you. Thank you. That means so much to me. Thank you. Can you do this for me? Can you help me with this? They want to. That's building their character. So they want to contribute. It's good for us to give them opportunities to be a hero. They are born to learn self-sufficiency. I love that. So on to the next stage. The stage that comes after this.
Wait. Before...
Yeah.
You go on.
No.
Katie is a brand new grandma to a 1 month old.
He's 6 weeks tomorrow.
6 weeks. Little boy.
Little boy.
Reese, speaking of.
Reese Ender, Michael Garrett.
So, yes. Great name.
Yeah. So Reese, you're paying attention here, right?
I am paying attention. Yes. Plus having two boys.
She's seasoned.
She already has two boys.
And she did a phenomenal job.
But they're not at the page level. Though.
Your boy.
Nope. And then we have Cooper, my other extra bonus grandchild.
Well, just refresh your memory.
It's a bonus grandchild.
It's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah, so refresh your memory here. Okay. Okay, now you go on.
Okay, great. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So the next stage, and again, I'm going to borrow these words from Alison Armstrong. She uses the words that represent something that honor, that, you know, night, the night stage, and that starts around puberty and goes approximately into the mid-20s, depending on, you know, mid-20s to late 20s, and we're going to call that the night stage. And at this stage, what boys are really looking for is how you can identify this stage is loyalty. Their friendships change. Their friendships become about loyalty. So they become very loyal to their friends. They have their friends back. Their friends have their back. They stay loyal to them. So that's a good indication that they're entering into this next stage of knighthood. That's also an indication of their character, their honor, their integrity, which really shows up or wants to show up through every single stage. And even the guys that I have in my class, like I said earlier, I teach class to guys that have gone through a lot in life. They're struggling with a lot of issues. They're in a situation where they're wanting to make changes in their life. And when I talk to them and they haven't had the guidance system to help them hone their honor, their integrity, who they want to be as men, it's still there. They still want it. When I talk about this stuff, it's still pricking them somewhere in their heart, in their soul. They're wanting it. So they're needing a mentor. They're needing that kind of that mud from life that's been thrown on them and kicked on them and taken out the light of who they are as men. They're wanting that. So it's still there. At this stage, once they hit this stage, there's a need for adventure. So at this stage, they are going to challenge themselves. I had an older brother. Oh, my gosh. I had an older brother, and I hung around with him. He's 3 years older than me. I went everywhere with him. The things that my brother did, he challenged every boundary that he could challenge. But looking back on it, it was kind of funny. I mean, he did some things that were a little bit dangerous, like throwing rag doll, making rag dolls, life-size rag dolls, tying them and throwing them over the power lines on our street corner and dropping them in front of cars. We had no idea. It was fun. He was pushing the boundaries, but he was also a good, a good kid. So, it's about conquest and fun. At this stage, they want conquest. They want fun. They want challenge. They want adventure. And this need for adventure kind of follows them throughout every stage. Typically, men don't stop having that need for adventure. So, a lot of times, to our disappointment, I don't know if that's the right word, they're making a choice during this stage between what's right and what's fun. So they're compelled to have fun. And
I still do that.
They're going to choose. Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that stage.
Yeah,
Ron, you
dinosaurs.
Yeah, your own state. We're going to call it the Ron.
Yeah, we did it. We looked for partners in crime.
Yeah. Well, tell
definitely.
Us about it.
Yeah,
tell us about it, Charles. Weigh in here. Because
definitely.
Yeah,
I remember all those stages very well. And, you know, loyalty for me is everything. Really, everything. That's like number one important.
And that loyalty is, you can interpret that as integrity.
Yes. And because if you're going to do dangerous things, trust is huge.
The guy that's got your back.
Yes. Especially when you're doing that kind of stuff. And so you're looking for that in a partner. You're looking for a partner that wants to have those adventures and trusts you that you have the integrity and all of those things to keep it all in a safe bubble.
That loyalty has kicked in.
Yes.
That we were just talking about.
And if you find
that person,
you find that person to bring into that little inner circle of what we got going on, we're not ever going to let that go.
And the reason why this stage, but the reason why I, you know, in this stage, and I say men are amazing here is why, because you're still testing your honor. You're testing
Absolutely.
Yourself against your own honor, and you're testing each other. You're building honor. You're
Absolutely.
Building integrity. You're defining who you are.
Absolutely. And at 55, I'm still doing that. So I don't know if that's ever going to go away for me.
I don't know. It's my understanding it doesn't. Like, you need that adventure.
Yeah.
Like, the best thing we can do is understand that men need that adventure. You're always going to be seeking that adventure.
Yeah.
And that's part of the beautiful thing that makes you who you are. Testing yourself, keeping yourself sharp.
Yeah.
Iron sharpens iron, testing your own metal.
We just said that this morning, or this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, you know, setting challenges and not saying no to something new. Like being invited onto the show and talking on the radio. I said yes immediately.
You did.
Boom. Done.
And thank
sure.
you.
Sure. Why not?
Thank you.
And so it's like, that's just how we're programmed.
Yeah.
You know, well, at least I am. I never shy away from, you know, a new challenge.
Well, you've had really good experiences with challenging yourself.
Absolutely.
Throughout your life. You've tested yourself and your dad.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Your dad tested you.
I mean, yeah.
You guys are rappelling out of helicopters.
Yeah, we did some stuff.
Doing rescue missions.
But,
and,
like, you know, you know that 103-mile bike ride I did earlier in May? That was, like, one of the biggest physical challenges I faced in my lifetime, and I did not give up. And I'm so happy I did it. There was no way I was going to quit.
And, I can't make it around the block.
Yeah, it's those life-changing challenges that, you know, I got a belt buckle at the end. That I get to keep to prove to myself that I finished it. But I can go back and remember all the pain and suffering, all the scenery, everything I saw, what I felt like, and that I was able to accomplish that for myself and build off of that.
And can you say that in that time you're also establishing your identity?
Identity and getting more brave. Like, maybe if I didn't challenge myself for that event, I might not have been brave enough to come on this radio.
Right.
It's all about growth.
Right.
If you don't challenge yourself, you're not going to grow.
Right. That's very true.
And that's the journey.
And even with the men that I have in my classes and that I work with, I have clients. And again, I'm going to say most of my clients are men. Because I really try to honor men and remind them of who they are and restore them.
And see, I think
to
a lot
they
of
are.
Yeah, I think I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. But a
no,
lot
that's
of,
okay. I'm looking at Ron grab the bell.
Oh, he's grabbing the bell.
Don't look. I'll hold it down.
I think sometimes in my past relationships, I think that drive has intimidated some of the people that I've tried to pair off with. That they don't understand that, and they're fearful of it, and sometimes jealous of that. Because they just don't understand what's really going on.
Well, that intense focus, you know, and well, let's pick up on that intense focus when we come back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now,
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hey, this is Rosalind, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show about relationships. And if you want to listen in, just go to kcnr1460.com, hit the live green button. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. You can message me, Ron, or Ask Elle on Facebook, or Jennifer Morgan, Katie Garrett, who's here,
Charles Clark.
Not Joy.
Or text in. You can text in.
And our sponsor tonight,
our sponsor,
this month,
who's in the studio with
in
us?
In the studio with us, Katie Garrett.
Hi, guys.
And Trevor, her son, are sponsoring this program with, from Heavenly Donuts.
And they are heavenly.
They are heavenly.
Yeah, that's a great name. The branding company would love that. And I want to go back to what you were saying, Charles, and then I want to address something that you were saying, Katie, during the break. Which is, you were saying that one of the issues that you were having when you're pursuing adventure and you're having these experience is the wrong word, but these commitments to challenging yourself and your adventure and what you're doing, it's hard on some relationships for you.
It really can be.
And I want to address that because it men are incredibly focused, laser focused, single focused on whatever result it is you're wanting to produce. And we've gone over this before in the show, but you know, some of you haven't listened in before, and that single focus from men is kind of what makes the next stage we're going to talk about challenging in partnerships, because that single focus to a woman can feel like you're choosing to focus on something rather than us, and it can feel a bit like a disconnect, even though it's not.
And I could really help. I think for me, when you represent a challenge, you're looking at the top.
Yeah.
So, like when I'm cycling or whatever, in my head, I'm in the Tour de France, I'm in the Olympics, and you have to become realistic about your goals. Because to have a goal like that, you're going to have to isolate the rest of your world. Mm-hmm. There's people that are born to do things at an incredible high level, and their path has led them to there. You might not ever be able to get there. You might get really good. You might make that hot rod. Let's say you're a hot rod guy. You might make a beautiful hot rod. Super awesome, but you're focused on someone that has even a better one. Kind of be happy with what you've done to allow room for other relationships in your life is what I've learned at my age.
Yeah, there has to be a conversation.
There has to be a somewhat of a balance, because I go out, I amateur compete, and that's good enough for me, and I just try to better myself, but I make sure that that leaves enough room to share my life with other people.
Testing yourself against yourself.
Right, and it's hard for a guy. It really is. It's really hard for a guy, and I had that when I was in my late 20s. I was so super serious with my business, and I was so focused on it, on being the best sign shop on the globe. I wanted to rule the planet, and I was really serious about it, but I got humbled, not in a bad way, but I became more realistic. It's like, well, you know, how much do you really need? I mean, come on, you're making a living now. You're doing really good. You made it.
Mm-hmm.
Move on to another challenge. And it's rough on women. It is. It really is. It can be really rough.
That middle stage, and we're going to get to that stage that's called the prince stage, when a man chooses what corner of the world he's going to carve out for himself and then commits to it, puts his head down, nose to the grindstone. We'll get in that. Thank you for sharing that, because it can be hard on relationships, and we're going to talk about that. Next, I want to finish up with the night stage, which we just started talking about. But, Katie, you shared something about your husband.
My husband, Michael, yes.
Yeah, and something that he did. Out of the blue.
Out of the blue. It was in January of 2017. Got off the phone with his little brother and said, I'm climbing Mount Everest. I'm like, what?
Wow.
The man doesn't
exercise.
And this
wasn't a man, yeah.
He doesn't exercise. He's chicken lean, 170 pounds, maybe wet. Does not exercise, does nothing. He climbed Mount Everest.
And did it.
He
mind
did it.
Over matter. You
mind
were
over matter. Mind yes, over he matter. Was a Green Beret, and he did it. Mind over matter.
Making that commitment, yeah. Which you were talking about earlier with me.
Absolutely. Mind over matter.
Making that commitment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You make that commitment. You're loyal to it. As women, we have a lot less of that. We have to, because we're raising kids. So we can't be so committed. Like, man, you're designed to be committed. Like, you point your arrow, you're focused, you're making a commitment, you're hunting that one particular thing. You've got a result in mind. You can filter out anything not pertinent to whatever result you're after, whatever result you're trying to produce. And for women, if we did that, I've said this before, we'd put the mac and cheese on the stove and the baby would die in the bathtub. So we have to be not single focused. We have to be diffused
exactly.
In our awareness. And so it's a phenomenal characteristic that men have.
Thank you.
That that commitment, that loyalty, and I guess the reason why I'm doing the show tonight is to put that in light to others, is that
I tell you what really feels good for us when we're that focused and we're doing that thing, if our partner gives us recognition,
support,
oh my gosh, it doesn't even take much.
No,
just say
you've got this.
Yeah, just say, wow, you really did that, oh my gosh, and
you
just celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're really trying to win. You know, we're really trying to win your complete love by
trust, by loyalty,
yeah,
belief in you.
Yeah, by what we create and do,
yeah,
and what we accomplish.
I want to use that. I want to launch and take a tangent here, is that another thing that men are designed to do. This has helped me relax. I wish I'd have known this when I was married. Might have made a big difference. I don't know. But men are designed to problem solve, solve their own problems, and they're quiet about it. You're quiet about it.
Oh,
women
absolutely
are like,
quiet about it.
We're designed to talk about it. We're like, and that helps us solve our own problems. But men, you have a problem. You're going to go into your cave space, and you're going to figure out a solution to your problem.
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't dream of burdening anybody. And so this is why men are amazing, because as women, we look at that as, we might knee-jerk look at that and go, you're not opening up. You're not sharing your feelings. You don't want to get close to me. You're shutting me out. Because as women, that's what we do to each other when we're mad.
Yeah,
we don't talk to you.
But
for men, it's a noble thing. The man is not wanting to burden anybody with what he's designed to sort out from himself. And so when I work with couples, I kind of help them muddle through this part of the relationship?
Absolutely. It's like we go in our minds. I mean, we might be sitting with you watching a movie. We're not watching the movie. We're figuring stuff out.
Yeah.
We're figuring stuff out.
You're solving
problems.
And
then you're like talking to us about the movie, and we're like, okay.
And then we know.
All right.
We know you're giving us lip service. You think you're showing up well, and you're not.
But if you become a real master.
Wow.
You can start to like, you can start to work on that as a man.
Yeah.
To let enough in. And she don't know the difference.
Oh yeah,
you can do it. It's possible.
I'm doing it right now.
I love you, Liam. He's only 19 and he's got the world by the tail.
Yeah,
just give up your secret though.
But, you know,
I love it.
It's no harm, no foul. You know, we want our women to feel
there
good.
There is a foul.
Is there? Is that fallible?
A little bit.
Is that
a little bit of foul?
Is a little
bit. But I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to clean it up because we want your attention. But what we don't understand is what it requires for you to, because you're single focus, we don't understand what it requires for you to take your focus from one thing and shift it over to us. And so that transition looks like you're just giving us lip service.
Okay, so it's so true. I don't want to talk about my personal past on the radio, I've had plenty of relationships that I found that what you have to do is you have to plan special days.
Yes.
To really to take care of your lady and make her feel number one.
How old were you when you learned that?
Pretty young, actually. I think it was my second marriage. I kind of figured that out with a lot of her help.
You need to set time aside, like specific days.
Yes.
Like you're prioritizing like the things that you're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Like you have to make it a priority and like set time aside. Otherwise, it will not happen.
Exactly.
It'll fall apart. It's like letting weeds grow in your garden.
Yeah.
You've got to take time to pull the weeds.
Yeah, and you're trying to show off for your woman by accomplishing these things instead of taking all these focus.
And
so she is really on your mind the whole entire time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not feeling that. They're seeing this vessel that is like, man.
They see you that you're disconnected and you're not.
Right.
And it's not that you're... You know, I'm getting a little bit ahead of my notes, which is okay. I'll do it. Yeah. But the thing that you're not choosing to be focused on something over her.
Right.
You're compelled to it. And we don't necessarily understand that. So we're looking at you through the lens of a woman, and women don't do that. We just don't understand that.
Well, and a lot of times it's like if you're accomplishing something that you want to do and your woman is supporting you along the way, thank her.
Yeah.
Take the time to say, hey, you're the one that helped me get there. You're the one that got me there. So that's just really important. And you do have to talk. I'm sorry. You just have to talk to your lady. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Well, communicate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you have to communicate. And that can be, I mean, those are simple adjustments. And we talked about that earlier where a small calibration, just making that small, dialing in that small little bit can save you from going off course down the road.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not a bad thing to want to talk to your partner. I love having conversations with the partners I've had in my past. I've had beautiful relationships. They might not have worked out, but there was a lot of richness in them. And why I invested in those relationships is because they were worth investing in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a give or
take. And
you
committed to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's sad and tragic that they didn't work out for whatever reasons, but that's life sometimes. But you got
to... I want to go back to... I just reminded myself of what I was going to say earlier, going back to when you're focused and you're committed to something and you're designed to problem solve. As women, if we understand that about you, that you are literally designed, Your factory setting is to problem solve. So if we can say to ourselves, okay, you're going to solve this. You've got this. I know you're going to figure this out. You've got this. That means everything to you. I believe in you.
Absolutely.
I believe you're going to get it. I know you're going to figure it out.
And, but, you know, you, yeah, it's not, and, but we just kind of run into your plan. Sometimes it's nice to share the plan.
Well,
we
yeah,
bump
you
into
have,
it accidentally.
Yeah, no, it's true. And like, for what I do for a living, my whole life is scary because it is problem solving. There's no set paycheck. There's no set destiny. I have to come up with creative ideas and,
but you're gonna.
I'm gonna figure it out.
You're holding yourself accountable for
exactly
the people in your world that you're responsible. Hair bell.
Yeah.
It's about that time. So we can take a break.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Come back. Oh, don't go anywhere.
On a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L talk show about relationships. We're talking about how why men are so amazing. I'm one of them.
Yes, you are. You are. You're amazing.
You want to listen in? Come to KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. Our amazing sponsor this month, starting today, is Katie and Trevor Garrett from Heavenly Donuts. We all know, well, I don't know if you all know where it is, but on the corner of Pine and Shasta, they have a 24-hour drive-through, 7 days a week, 24/7 walk-up window, which is kind of cool, 7 days a week, and then open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. rest of the day.
In the lobby.
So, where were we, Elle?
Well, I'm gonna move forward because this time went by so fast, and I've got 16 pages of notes and only one folded over, so we'll see. So the moving on in the stage of night, this is the stage. Like I said, it usually ends right around 27. Just depends, but generally speaking, and so this is the stage when the man is looking for fun. If he gets in a relationship, a lot of times, it depends on his culture, it depends on his family. You're an exception to this, Charles, but a lot of times at this age, he's looking for a playmate. He's not necessarily compelled to settle down, but he'll be in a relationship with somebody because he wants to have fun. He's looking for someone that's going to have fun with him. So what you might hear at this stage a lot is, "I'm not ready." And it has nothing to do with you as his partner, as there's something you can do that make him ready, or if he loved me more, he'd be ready. maybe I'm not the right person, or he'd be ready. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do, again, going back to how amazing men are. It has to do with his loyalty to himself. What that translates into, I'm not ready, translates into, I have not done everything I've wanted to do. So he's thinking about and talking about the adventures that he's planned on having and is excited about having that doesn't fit in with his picture of being a responsible husband or responsible partner. So again, it just goes back to that nobility and integrity and honor and loyalty to himself. So when a guy says, I'm not ready, it doesn't mean that he doesn't want you or that you're not the right person for him. It just means that there's things he has to accomplish before he can be ready and go, okay, I'm going to settle down now. I'm going to make a commitment and I'm going to show up now as a man that's going to provide for a family. That next stage, when that happens, is called, I'm going to call it, thanks to Alison Armstrong, stealing her terms, the prince stage. So at the prince stage, that is when a man, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, is when he decides, he wakes up, it's maybe around 27 years old, give or take, but that's when he wakes up and decides, wait a minute, I'm done with all this playing, the bachelor pad isn't looking so good, who am I going to be? What am I going to carve out for myself in the world? What part of the world am I going to claim for myself? Because he knows that at some point, and he knows he's not there yet, but he knows at some point he's going to be a king. He's headed toward that. So at that point, he's going to choose something. He might look around for a while, but he's going to choose something that feels like a fit. Yeah. He's not trying. And he's not trying it out. He's not trying, like, you know.
Yeah, and that's a very fearful time. I know it was for me. I was full of terror. My heart was scared.
Is it terror of failing?
Of everything. Absolutely. You're just almost like frozen in fear. Like, you know, how am I going to fit?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to establish myself in this world to provide? How is that going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty scary. A lot of guys join the military.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really scary place to be in that time in your life. And it's really hard to have a relationship with someone else when you're going through that. It's very hard to survive something like that.
It is challenging. It's a transition. And here's another thing about men when they transition, that it's important for women to know. When a man's transitioning, he goes into himself. He goes into his own space because, again, he's problem solving. And so he gets quiet or he looks like he's detaching. And then we do this. Are you okay? What's wrong? Did I do something wrong? Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Are you leaving me? Oh my God, it's over. You see those funny memes about the man laying in bed, like thinking about, he's trying to solve problems. He's like, oh, I bet he's thinking about that woman in the bathing suit that he saw and he doesn't love me anymore. And he's problem solving. He's 100% committed to, how am I going to provide for these people for the next 20 years?
I think what would help is the fact that, you know, if you could muster the strength, like if you're really a passionate person and a guy really trying to establish yourself in that level of passion, you're going to focus that on a partner that you're courting to become a partner with you. And you're going to give them that same amount of energy and power. And that's what they fall in love with.
That focus.
And that's what they love.
We feel it. We feel connected.
So you need to remind yourself to keep feeding that periodically.
And recognize
that
the stress signals, and
you might, you know, grow together and learn that, you know, sometimes he's going to have to pull away.
Yeah,
because he's up against something that he has to give everything to do battle.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to return to your princess and give her back that focus.
And understanding what that looks for a woman to understand what that looks like and how the man means that. He's not choosing you. You're not choosing your focus over her. You're compelled.
Yes.
You are compelled to provide.
Well,
to
it's
protect.
Survival. Survival.
How is this family going to make it?
if it's not, it's up to me. It's on my shoulder as a man.
Right.
On my shoulders. And so if women understand the nobility behind that and the honor behind that, then there's a level of respect that we can then begin to have for, you know, our partner, instead of being dissatisfied, disgruntled because, oh, he's choosing work over me.
Right.
He doesn't love me anymore. He doesn't like me anymore. What happened? He used to bring me flowers. There's a song. You don't bring me flowers. Whatever that song is. But that's how we measure it. You were connected to us. We felt so good because you were connected to us. We want that connection back.
Right. So. And our society has a lot of pressure. Being an American, there's a lot of pressure to be... It's a materialistic capitalist.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Keeping up with the Joneses thing, and that's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope because what you're wanting is you're wanting to provide,
right.
Have respect,
right.
Impress, have that person believe in you, support you, be behind you, have your back.
Pick reasonable goals.
So I really want to move on to the next stage because I think the next stage, I'm kind of blazing through this pretty fast. Because the next stage after Prince, when you've decided what part of the world you're going to carve out for yourself, where you're going to, you know, what part of the world are you going to own? What are you going to make your kingdom? The next stage is to be a king. But there's a transition in that stage prior to becoming a king that is absolutely, it's a crisis. And we joke about it. When that transition begins to happen.
Don't keep going.
Okay, I'm sorry. I sorry. Ron just gave me a funny look and I didn't know what it meant.
He's hoping that when he comes out of the dinosaur age, he can be a king.
Well,
ooh, I like that.
The show started with me being a token.
That's so funny. He comes out of the dinosaur age. Yeah, you are kind of old.
I love you too.
You know I love you.
So when the man has been working and working and working, and his nose to the grindstone, and he's picked, you know, he's focused, he's actually producing the results that he wanted to produce, and he starts to see light at the end of the tunnel. He starts to have this feeling that I'm almost there. A couple of more things ahead of me, a couple more hills, and I've arrived. And you're actually seeing the destination that you started out.
It's a letdown.
Years before.
That's a letdown.
You pull your head up, yes. And that's a transition. Because we make fun of men, and we need to honor men in this stage. And that is that when you start to pull your nose up from the grindstone, is that you wake up one morning and suddenly
it's over.
Who you are, everything that you've done is in question.
Absolutely. It's this time for self-reflect.
You have this grace period, and then you wake up one morning and you are plagued with doubts.
Absolutely. You're like,
why did I do this? Uh-huh. Does it really matter? Is it really important? Everything goes into question, and it's called the descent in the darkness. We call it midlife crisis, and it is a crisis for the man. Because to be a man this whole time, since birth, to be a man is to have this growing certainty about yourself.
It's so true. I think I've been blessed that the career I chose, I've had to go out and find a job, create this graphic and this sign, do this sign on this building, takes months, instill, you know, value in that to make the money, and all my passions in it to make it look good and make people want to go to this place to go get their services and all that. And when it's up and done, there's like this, oh wow, it's up and done. And then there's this crash.
Yeah.
Like, wow, well, I don't ever get to do that again. So my whole career's like that. My whole career's been that way. Build up, let down. Build up, let down. So I feel bad for the guy that gets into the world, gets into a college degree, education, whatever, that's a linear focused career. And you get to that end and you retire. And I have had so many friends retire and they fall apart.
It's not.
Their whole purpose is done. They look back and like, wow, now what?
Ron's laughing.
Yeah.
He's flying planes.
Yeah.
I'm flying
planes. No, so, I get it.
So it's a tough place to be. You reflect back on what you did, where you've been. You reminisce. You get sad about it. And it's hard to keep challenging yourself.
We are getting close to the end of this program already. Can you believe that?
No, I cannot believe it.
Did we end on a good note?
I think we're ending on a good note. Mm-hmm. That transition.
Midlife crisis is a good note.
I'm sorry, but we need to understand it. We need to understand that when men are going through this, don't make fun of them. They're actually going through a crisis, right. And it's a crisis of their